Now let's look at matters of local council from the City of Greater Bendigo. CEO Craig Neiman joins us. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. You know, I was just looking at some of the things that we've got going on at the moment with the council, and I assume that there's a lot of people obviously working from home at the moment, but I think that you've all put your feet up and just gone, hey, listen, community submissions, council plan, health, well-being, financial plan for the next 10 years, climate change, environmental strategy. Yeah, let's just get the community to respond to it and we'll do what they want.
We'll just sit fire and watch for a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds a good idea to me.
Was that an admission, Craig?
No, not at all. We've talked about these plans a few times and there's been a lot of work by the community already and the council staff, councillors and other different groups in our community have contributed to the development of these plans. We have an obligation to put them together and to put them out to the community, and we want the community to respond to what's been drafted. So they're all out on public display at the moment. They're all available on our website. If anyone wants to have a look at them, go to the icon on our website called Let's Talk, and they can click on that and they'll find the particular strategy that they're after and have a read, and then they can provide us with some comments. And what we want is feedback from the community at this point in time. This will help set the direction of the council for the next 4 years plus. So we want to make sure that the community has an opportunity to have their say, and we want to make sure that we're able to listen and adjust if we need to those plans before they're adopted. They'll come before the council on the October council meeting, and submissions close Monday the 6th of September. So that's next week. So running out of time to put the submissions in.
Hey, Craig, I reckon the new vaccination campaign has big impact. Who will you be doing it for?
The community at the end of the day, because I feel for everyone in the community who's impacted, from young people to people that can't work, the people that have to educate their children at home, the people have to isolate and stay at home and become lonely. So there's everyone in our community is impacted. So that's who I've been vaccinated for, and I got my second jab last Thursday. So shout out to everyone that hasn't had their vaccination to put their hand up, register online with Bendigo Health or the Spring Gully Clinic. You can go to get them at GP clinics now. You can get them at pharmacies. Get in line, because clearly yesterday's announcement was, until we get up to those significant numbers of vaccination, things are going to stay the same, and we want to get out of this lockdown period.
Absolutely. Yeah, a week tomorrow, I got the second jab all lined up for.
Good. So,
yep,
and the gossip mill suggesting the figures in Victoria today will be around about 170, so it's going away.
That's not going in the right direction, Steve.
No, certainly not. So this coming weekend, of course, Father's Day, that time of year where some guys are very happy, some are quite nervous. I guess the important thing here is to shop local.
Definitely. Go online and click and collect, do those things. Look after your local businesses. I think it's really important to do that at this time of year, and particularly around Father's Day. We're not able to go and meet in gatherings right now, so let's make sure that we can support the dads out there and make sure that we give them a little love and give our local businesses a little bit of love as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And mate, before you leave us too, we mentioned this briefly the other day, but young people wanted for a new public art project. I think anything we can do with sort of public art, except for the, you know, deals that do the bloody awful tags everywhere, but like good community art is fantastic, I reckon.
Yeah, and this one's targeted at under 25s. It's for a piece of work that will be displayed in Penny Wake Walk, which some people might not know where that is. It's between Bath Lane and Hargrove Street, that little walkway through there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're asking anyone up to 25 years of age to provide us with a poem, a statement, a message, a short story, maximum 50 words, so that's a pretty short story. It's called No Longer on Mute Youth Art Project. We want lots of different creative ideas from young people. We know that they've been impacted by lockdowns. They haven't been able to go to school. They haven't been able to socialise, celebrate birthdays, participate in sport, all those sorts of things. So asking anyone out there that wants to have a go, just to tell us what you think, and we'll do our best to display all that artwork in that Penny Wake Lane, Penny Wake Walk for a while. And there'd be a great opportunity once we are out of lockdown for people to go along and have a look at that.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Craig, have a great day, great week, and we shall talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you, Robbo. Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, our guest on the Wake Up Call.